From the South 89 Seeds Plot Day, south of Badger, Minnesota, I'm Randy Conan with the River Farm Network, visiting with Zach Forey with Pioneer. Zach, you've had several of these plot tours throughout the summer, plus we've been doing the Pioneer Agronomy updates. No different up here. We've got product that'll match this area, too.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we've got an outstanding product lineup, actually, up here. At South 89 Plot Tour here, we've got soybeans from mid-double zero to about 03 is what we've got here. And even our 03s are starting to senesce a little bit and starting to mature, so they're fitting in really nice here. And then the corn side, we're 72-day to about 87-day in this plot.
Sure. As the seed agronomist for Pioneer, what excites you?
Well, what I really focus on, Randy, is new product evaluation. So I get to see the last stage of experimental products, and I get to look at the brand new stuff, and then we pick what we want, and those become commercial products with commercial numbers. So from that perspective, it's always exciting as we get to harvest. You know, we start out with tens of thousands of crosses, and by the time I start looking at them, we're down to a handful that are left, and then we pare that down from there. So I always look at it like we plant the products in the spring, and then we try to figure out how to kill them all year long, and whatever survives and performs well in terms of agronomics and yield, that's what goes forward and gets a Pioneer number on it.
What can we look forward to?
I get asked that question a lot this time of year. How do the new products look, Randy? And I always say that one of my colleagues one time said, going through looking at a lot of corn hybrids, he said, "Don't fall in love with a hybrid because it won't love you back." And so I withhold judgment and keep collecting information right up through harvest, and we get all all year long we're collecting data on agronomics. It's for corn, it's stalks and roots and brittle snap, and for soybeans, it's white mold and iron chlorosis tolerance and things like that. Collecting those notes all year, and then the yield data comes in, and we pull it all together and then rank the products.
All right, Zach Forey with Pioneer. We're here at the South 89 Plot Tour going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Randy Conan with the Red River Farm Network.